So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Craig. He's from MJ The Legacy, and he's playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 7th of May. And I asked him to tell us a little bit about his history. Hiya, Craig. So you're classed as being one of the world's greatest Michael Jackson tribute artists, which is amazing. It's an amazing title to have. Tell us a little bit about your story. How did it all begin?
Well, it started really when I was about 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
I think my dad put a video on.
Yeah.
One of the Michael Jackson films. And basically, I was watching it and then sort of never looked back from then, really.
I don't blame you, to be honest, because he was a legend.
Ever since then, I was just trying to mimic what he does and stuff. I was constantly watching it all the time and soak it up like a sponge, really, and trying to perform and stuff like him. So, yeah, I started really from the age of 4 years old, to be honest with you.
I love that. So, is it your first time to Alexander's Live on the 7th of May?
It is, yeah. Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we visited there, yeah.
Well, you're going to absolutely love it. It's an amazing venue, and I reckon, in my opinion, the best in Chester. So, yeah, you definitely picked the best to play at.
Oh, brilliant.
So, I read this about you. You have the look, the voice, the moves, and all the hits. This outstanding production is the closest thing to seeing a live Michael Jackson show. So, what have you got in store for your set at Alexander's Live on the 7th of May?
Yeah, it's all the main hits of Michael Jackson, but we've got a full live band.
Oh, amazing!
We have a 4-piece band. We have dancers. It's great. Yeah, it's good show.
And how have you found being back on the road after the last few years of craziness? It's been just a nightmare, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been really, really tough. Really tough. I think we've been the hospitality industry in general has been hit really hard. It's nice to get back out there and start performing again. Things are starting to pick up now by the looks of things. So,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's really good, yeah.
Are you fully booked up for the rest of 2022?
I'm pretty much booked up, yeah. I've got no weekends available. Just a few odd weekdays and stuff like that. We're quite busy and we've got some interesting things in the pipeline starting September. We do theatre tours and stuff around the UK. We've just recently got back from Lisbon and
amazing.
Barcelona, quite a few other places in Russia and stuff that. But yeah, we tour all over the place. But we've got some interesting things in the pipeline in September as well. Because we are going to be touring again and stuff. So yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah. It's like living the dream, I suppose, because you're doing what you love and you get to tour the world as well.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to love about that?
Yeah, I don't see it as a job, but it's like a paid hobby.
Exactly. Is this your only job, by the way, or do you do other stuff as well?
It's a full-time. Yeah,
oh,
full-time.
Wow. Amazing. So what's your favourite Michael Jackson song to perform? Because I'm actually a dance teacher and I've choreographed dances to Beat It,
really?
Thriller and Man in the Mirror. They're my faves. What are yours?
Really? Well, I get asked this question all the time. And I give the same answer every time. I haven't actually got one.
You haven't? You love them all?
Some I love more than others, obviously. Some I don't like I like them all, but there's some that I like more than others, basically. But I'd say my favourite one to actually perform to is Billie Jean, really.
For
a performance kind of thing.
Yeah, the beat's amazing, isn't it?
they do like it does on a live tour the song ends and then there's just the beat, there's the drums and you do like a dance break at the end and stuff and it's really good.
So lastly, Craig, where can you be found online ahead of your gig at Alexander's Live on the 7th?
You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
MJ The Legacy starring TJ.
Cool.
And you'll see, obviously, get tickets and stuff, and you'll see, obviously, where we are in the future as well.
Yeah, keep up with the movements and everything. It's been lovely talking to you, Craig. Chester welcomes you on the 7th. Have a blessed gig and all the very best for the rest of the year and beyond as well.
Thank you very much for having us. I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Craig. That was Craig there from MJ The Legacy, and he's playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 7th of May. Thank you. That was Craig there from MJ The Legacy, and he's playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 7th of May. And here's a teaser to what you can expect from his gig. It's Craig's rendition, or MJ The Legacy's rendition, of Billie Jean. Enjoy. That was Craig there, aka MJ The Legacy, and it was his rendition of Billie Jean. And if you want to hear more from MJ The Legacy, if you're a Michael Jackson fan, then book your tickets, or even if you're not, for his gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 7th of May, by heading over to alexanderslive.com.